In this bulletin, anti-lockdown rallies are underway in Melbourne and Brisbane. New South Wales sets a new Australian record with 825 new COVID-19 cases. And in sport, AFL's Fremantle Dockers happy to have to face St Kilda in Hobart. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Anti-lockdown rallies are underway in Melbourne and Brisbane as hundreds of police officers flood Sydney's CBD to prevent another planned protest there. A crowd of mostly unmasked protesters is moving through Melbourne's CBD. Footage posted on social media shows people cheering and letting off flares, as well as police officers pepper spraying protesters. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Shane Patton says people were being fined for being more than 5 kilometres from home even before the protest began, but he's promised more.
Every protester who we can identify and who we can apprehend will receive a $5,500 fine. That is, it's just ridiculous to think that people would be so selfish and come and do this.
New South Wales has recorded Australia's highest daily number of coronavirus infections with 825 new local cases. Three people have also died from the virus. An unvaccinated man in his 90s and a fully vaccinated man in his 80s were both residents of Greenwood Aged Care in Normanhurst. A woman in her 90s who had received one dose was the 10th linked to the Liverpool hospital outbreak. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people to follow the rules.
The vast majority of people are doing the right thing. The vast majority of people get how important it is to stay home. And I receive messages every day from people who express their personal circumstances about how difficult it is. And it really breaks my heart hearing some of the stories, but the bottom line is they know they're doing it for the greater good. And I just appeal to everybody, please consider the greater good. Only a handful of people are doing the wrong thing, but it's having catastrophic consequences.
Regional Victoria has joined Melbourne back in lockdown with growing concerns about COVID-19 spreading in country areas. The state has recorded 61 new local cases of the virus, with several in Shepparton in the state's north and exposure sites in towns beyond. Premier Daniel Andrews says the outbreak in Shepparton is very concerning.
This virus has made its way from Sydney to New Zealand, for heaven's sake. We therefore shouldn't be having any of these debates about whether the whole of the country of Victoria is at risk. The judgment of our public health experts is that it should be statewide, and on that basis, that lockdown, those five reasons to leave, will apply to all of regional Victoria, just as it does apply to all of Melbourne.
The same lockdown rules will apply across the state, except that regional Victoria will not have a curfew. Childcare across the state will be limited to essential workers and vulnerable families after a number of infections in children and their carers. Construction work in Melbourne will be reduced to 25%, and settings for abattoirs will also be restricted. Masks are now being recommended for primary school-aged children, with concerns about the spread of the Delta variant among young people. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the worst in the country's Delta outbreak of COVID-19 is yet to come, after another jump in cases. New Zealand has recorded 21 fresh community cases, the country's worst single day for transmission since April last year. The outbreak remains centered on Auckland, but has spread south to the capital, Wellington. It's the fourth day of a national lockdown, which will probably need to be extended beyond the planned 7 days. The foreign minister says further flights into Kabul are being carefully planned as the government seeks to rescue hundreds of Australian citizens, former interpreters, and embassy guards. A third Australian Defence Force plane carrying 80 Australian citizens, permanent visa holders, and local employees who have worked with Australia and New Zealand arrived from the Afghan capital on Friday evening. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says there are thousands of people crowding around entrances to the airport, and some passengers trying to get on Australian flights have been injured. But evacuation plans are hampered by military personnel being unable to go beyond Kabul's airport and ongoing restiveness following the Taliban's takeover of the city. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says among the many challenges is getting people to the airport.
Our focus is to get, of course, our own staff, people working for NATO, for NATO allied countries, for partner countries. And we are working hard to help the Afghans. We have been able to get some out, but we are working hard to get more Afghans out of Afghanistan.
In the AFL, Fremantle coach Justin Longmuir says it's a bonus Sunday's must-win clash with St Kilda will be played in Hobart. The Fremantle Dockers are attempting to land an unlikely finals berth. The Dockers must beat the Saints and then hope two of the three teams directly above them on the ladder lose in order to get onto the top eight. Fremantle is more than happy to take on the Saints in Hobart because it means St Kilda will miss out on playing on their actual home ground in Melbourne. And with Sunday's match being in Tasmania, it means the Dockers won't have to quarantine when they return to Perth. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide, showers increasing, 22. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, a possible shower, 18. Canberra, partly cloudy, 20. Wollongong, a sunny 24. Sydney, also a sunny 24. Newcastle, a sunny 26. Cairns, showers easing, 27. And Darwin, a sunny 33.